This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. I'd like to remind everyone to turn down your electronic devices. Also, all questions and things will be directed through the chair. So, Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Deutsch is excused. Drury?
Here.
Goodwin?
Here.
Howard is excused. Johnson?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Olson is excused. Overwig excused. Poyer?
Poyer's here.
Tiedemann excused. York?
Here.
Gross excused. Randolph?
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Oh, good. Now we have one more.
We have one more, so even number, which might not be good. Anyway, so at this time, I'd like to have the pages come up and introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you go to school, and what your future aspirations are.
My name is Britta Piella. I'm from Yankton, and I go to Yankton High School, and I'm planning on going to the University of Minnesota Twin Cities.
My name is Alex Otten. I am a senior at Stevens High School in Rapid City, and I am planning on going to Augustana University.
Awesome, and welcome, and thank you guys for what you do. Hope you're having a good time. So, we'll just get right into it, unless somebody's got a personal privilege or anything to add. Yes, that was my next step. So otherwise, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved
by second. Representative Drury, seconded by Representative Overwig. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So from there, we will get into the agenda. And we have one bill on the agenda today, and it is SB 197. Require the POW MIA flag to be displayed in the Senate and House of Representatives chambers. So at this time, I would entertain any proponent testimony. Welcome, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Richard Vasgard, Representative, District 17. It's my honor to be here today to bring you the bill that would remember and honor our South Dakota POWs MIA veterans. What this bill would do is display the POW and MIA flag on the Senate and House floors to remind and remember our South Dakota POW MIA veterans and their sacrifice for this state and the United States of America. According to South Dakota Veterans Affairs, there are as follows: 8 living POW members living in South Dakota. There are 24 POWs in South Dakota, 18 World War II, and 6 Korean. And there are 88 World War II veterans and 38 Korean and 7 Vietnam, missing in action in South Dakota. The permanent display would relay to families and public the support of these POWs and MIAs by the South Dakota legislature. We also have many visitors, including students, who visit the Capitol each year, and they need to be reminded that our South Dakota legislature cares about the POWs and the MIAs and the sacrifice that they have made to make us free. These flags and the poles will be paid for by the American Legion, so there will be no cost to the state. And I think all of us are aware that when we have veterans in the gallery, there's tremendous support showed and respect showed for them. And I think this is just a small way to honor them and what sacrifices they made to allow us to be here and do what we do. So I'd appreciate your support, and I will stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Vasgard. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 197? Welcome, Senator Zickman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Senator Larry Zickman from District 14. What would it be like if I didn't come up and talk in front of you folks? It's a special place to me for me because, as you know, I was over in the House for 6 years and chair of this committee for 2 years, and I've had the honor and pleasure of serving with most all of you for those 6 years, and that's some of the best 6 years of my life with you folks. All I'm going to do is say me too. We need to honor our POWs and MIAs. This is one way we can do it. And so I encourage your vote, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any further proponent testimony? Further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Which I kind of doubt if there probably will be. So seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and open it up to committee questions. Any members of the committee have any questions? Representative Drury.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess it's for the prime sponsor. I believe it's on second floor. We had a ceremony at the beginning of session, and there is a POW chair installed, and it's on second floor at the end of the one of the hallways. Are you aware of that?
No, ma'am, I am not.
All right. Well, I actually, it was one of the American Legion chair. It's more of a comment now, I guess. But one of the American Legions brought a chair, and it sits at the end of the hallway, down past, I would say it's, if I've got my directions right, it's west on second floor at the end. And to me, that I watched that ceremony that afternoon. It was very significant and impactful. And I was just wondering if you were, you know, we already are, I guess the point is, we already have a pretty great thing going. I'll save the rest of it for general comments since...
Okay. Representative, would you like to answer to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm just going to say the tremendous sacrifice these people have made. I think all the more remembrance of and a reminder that we can see is a benefit to us. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any further questions of the committee? Seeing none, we'll close committee testimony and open it up to discussion and or action of the committee members. Representative Goodwin.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass.
Second.
Okay, I had a motion to do pass by Representative Goodwin and a second by Representative Overweg. Any discussion on your motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just think this is an excellent thing to, like has been mentioned with the proponents, to honor our veterans, especially the ones that gave the ultimate sacrifice. Missing in action or being held as a POW is a terrible thing, and the least we can do is have a flag in each chamber honoring their service. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Overweg.
Yeah, I'd like to just echo off that. I, too, was here for the chair dedication, but it was great. But we need to do even more by having these flags. This is the people's house, and I think the people should always remember the men and women who gave their lives, and some did not come home in giving their lives for the freedoms we have and the way we do things. So I hope everybody votes green on this, and we get it done. Thank you.
Any further? Representative Puria.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to add that, you know, having the flags displayed right there so everyone can see them kind of reminds us that we were all bought with a price. We enjoy luxuries in this country that's not easily afforded by everybody else in the world. So I do appreciate you bringing this bill, and I take it very seriously. Thank you.
Representative Drury.
Thank you, Chair. I, too, think we echo everything everybody said in front of us. And the ceremony downstairs on the chair was very heartfelt, and it just made you proud to be an American. And it, we can't say enough for those people that are missing and the families that have gone through all that turmoil. I'm probably not going to support the motion, and I want you to know why. It's because I think if we open the door to one thing, we're going to open the door to more. So, for example, if we open the door for this flag, then are we opening the door for another flag, even though it's not this maybe the same or as high honor, but are we just opening it up, and then where would we ever stop? So I am going to resist the motion because we do have the chair. And that is great, and I think when school kids come, they see that. So I'm just going to resist because I just think it's going to open a door, and I just don't want to have end up with 14 flags. It would have been no different that when I brought my star quilt resolution, that I would have said we have to have a star quilt hanging in the Capitol. And I didn't go that far. I thought about it, but I didn't go that far because I didn't think that was appropriate, because then if my quilt hangs here, then somebody else is going to want to hang something here, and I didn't want to open that door. So for that reason, I'm going to resist it. Nothing to do with dishonoring our folks that have served in the military, missing in action, but because we already have the chair, and I don't want to open the door. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Drury. And I'll just add and say that thank you for the explanation. And I don't know, I don't think there's anybody on the committee that would question that. But thank you for the explanation. Any further discussion on the motion? Representative Marty.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think the chair that the good representative is talking about is a missing in action. Was there a table
right
with that?
It's missing in action.
Yeah, that's a missing in action thing, and it's very dramatic. And so, you know, and I don't know if they still have the table set up or whatnot, but they do this performance at schools, this missing in action thing, and it's really cool. But the flags, the kids can, I'm thinking school, the kids can see an actual flag, and I feel that they can relate to the POW-MIA flag, and they'll know what POW-MIA, you know, I'm not discounting your thoughts or anything, but I just think it's a way of learning process for the kids. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? Well, I'll add some comments. And, you know, I think about that, too, in, as we weigh the process of what's too much. And that crossed my mind as well as we go through and we think about these things and we think about what's best and what's appropriate to display, especially on the floor of the Senate and the House, and if it does open the door. So those are thoughts I've had as well myself. In this case, I think it's worth taking the chance because of what it stands for. And that's just my opinion. Okay. I think it's worth taking the chance. And I do believe that we have the resolve. Well, I hope we'd have the resolve to kind of resist and not open the door wider. But I think this is worthy. And I agree with what Representative Marty said about it being displayed on the floor and what that means to everyone that comes through, especially the veterans and the kids in the learning process. Do you have a comment, Representative York?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Anybody that comes and wants a flag in the Capitol is going to have to make the same presentation that these folks did. At that time, the legislature will have to decide, is this worthy of a corner in the Capitol or not? So everyone's going to be decided on its own anyways. It's not like we're just opening this wide up and letting every flag come in that there is. Thank you.
So seeing no further comment, the motion on the floor is due pass of SB 197. So, Madam Secretary, if you'd please call the roll.
Representative Deutsch is excused. Drury?
No.
Goodwin?
Aye.
Howard is excused. Johnson?
Aye.
Marty?
Aye.
Olson is excused. Overwig?
Aye.
Puyer?
Aye.
Tiedemann is excused. York?
Aye.
Gross excused. Randolph?
Aye.
We have 7 yay, 1 nay.
Okay, so SB 197 will be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And that clears our calendar. our agenda. We are all done. I don't believe there are any other bills that we will have coming forward, unless the speaker comes up with something else. He's in the back of the room, so I can... So otherwise, I'll say one last time, it's been an honor serving with all of you guys for the past and being the chair of this committee. It's been a great honor, and I appreciate every one of you guys. I didn't say last time, because I thought maybe we might have one more bill for sure, but I want to thank our staff, because these guys keep us going, keep me on track, which I really have needed this past a lot. So I want to thank you guys for the hard work you do and for all the things you do in the background. It is greatly appreciated. So would you guys help me thank them, please?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Just a comment. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, this is my last session, my last day for being on the Veterans Committee, and it's been a joy and a great privilege to serve with all of you on the Veterans Committee here, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, not to get all sentimental and all that sort of stuff, I'll definitely say that it's been an honor to have you on the committee, as well as everyone else. And I can say I had one of the Purple Heart recipients on my committee. That's an awesome thing. So thank you for your service in the past and how you continue to be a patriot. So if there are no other comments, and we can bring this back from the feel-good moment, if you will, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Overweg.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
So a motion to adjourn by Representative Overweg, a second by Representative Marty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.